I asked specific questions to both commissioners, as I pointed out to them, Irish farmers are extremely worried about the impact that the proposed trade deal will have on their livelihoods. In its current form, the deal will expose family-run enterprises to unfair competition due to the influx of lower standard products coming from Mercosur countries. And competition and trade is important. Many parts of the European Union was built on that, but it cannot come at the expense of our European and Irish farmers. And if we are asking our farmers to adhere to high environmental standards, then they must expect the same from all other producers in South America. Anything else is a double standard. Given the concerns of Irish farmers, which I share, and I raised three specific issues to the commissioners, I requested clarity from the commission on how the 1 billion Mercosur safety net fund will practically help farmers through the challenges ahead. We need to see that practicality of what they're proposing. Regardless of the value of the fund, it provides very little comfort in my eyes to Irish farmers if they do not know how or if it will support their incomes in the short, medium and long term. Critically, the fund also cannot come out of the same envelope as the Common Agricultural Policy funding, given the reliance of farmers on this for income security and the multi other facets that come out of CAP, which shouldn't in its current form. My second issue centred around the need for a commitment from the Commission to shelter farmers from unfair competition. And finally, I sought detailed information on the impact that the agreement would potentially have on two specific sectors, the beef and poultry, given these are the two of the sectors facing the most significant challenges. Commissioner for Agriculture, Christoph Hansen, heard directly from our farmers about their concerns when he visited Ireland last week. And I hope this experience will bring him and his cabinet the reality of the challenges Irish farmers are now facing on the ground. And I will continue to bring up these issues to the Commissioner for Agriculture, as well as other commissioners visiting and attending the Ag Committee to ensure that Irish voices and farm families are heard in the Parliament.